And so in 2017, the Land Use Board of Appeals had ruled that the city had overstepped the Commerce Clause of the Constitution. And the City of Portland, Columbia Riverkeeper, and our partners challenged that ruling at the Court of Appeals. What happened is essentially the Court of Appeals overruled LUBA on this very critical legal finding, and they affirmed the constitutionality of what Portland had done, essentially concluding that Portland had the right to protect the health and safety of its residents from very dangerous fossil fuel projects like oil train terminals, in passing its ordinance. So to rewind even a little bit further, this all pertains to a 2016 unanimous vote by the City Council of Portland to restrict major new fossil fuel infrastructure in the city of Portland. This was lauded throughout the world, really, as a concrete local step on climate action, and something that could be done regardless of what the federal government is doing, and dropping the ball on climate change.
Is there any chance that this could be threatened again, or is this the final word?
Well, it's not the end of the story. And so what the court did not do yesterday was fully reinstate the ordinance. To get there, we have to once again go back to the City Council, and they will have to make additional findings on a couple land use issues, and then basically pass the ordinance again. And so Ted Wheeler, our mayor, said yesterday that he expects the City Council to move swiftly and thoroughly and do its work to try to reinstate this policy into full effect. So we're encouraging folks to stay connected with groups like Columbia Riverkeeper, 350, Oregon Physicians for Social Responsibility, Portland Audubon, and others who have been engaged in this process. Stay tuned, because we think that there will be more action at the City of Portland to make sure that this policy goes into full effect sometime in 2018.
So we've got another probably a year, it sounds like, of making sure this totally does go into effect.
That's right. You know, the Portland Business Alliance told Willamette Week yesterday that they hope to work with the City Council to amend this policy, which is, from our perspective, code for standing in the way of Portland's bold climate action. The Portland Business Alliance should be ashamed at its effort to block this very popular, very widely supported climate action. And it's also an action that protects the health and safety of Portland residents. So we think that we're going to need to be vigilant as this goes back to the city and really encourage them to defend this policy, to put it into effect. They did an outstanding job arguing at the Court of Appeals on this issue. And we really look forward to standing with City Council again to make sure this policy is put into full effect.
This is Zelos Marchant for KBOO News.